Hey everyone, welcome to Super Quest Saga, the show where we here at the Dungeon Cast get online and play some Dungeons & Dragons. My name is Will Stark and I shall be your psionic Dungeon Master for this evening. Joining me as always is...
Josh Rilling, playing Sebastian Crenshaw, half-orc, oathbreaker, hexblade. I trip up on that every single time, but yeah, that's
things have gotten more complicated since episode one. Yeah.
I'm your special guest, Jake, playing Persephone Goldpetal, the Firbolg Space Druid.
I'm Brian, and today I'm going to be playing a codename Echo. I'm a space wizard. I do rogue and fighter things because I'm do. All those classes.
You're all over the place. So last time on Super Quest Saga, you guys got into a fight with Zakarter Huttenberg, or at least some sort of version of him. I believe you found out a shell of his former self, but with new and grosser allies, whom you all squashed pretty aptly.
I solo Jaegered him one last time. Or maybe not.
Or maybe not. We'll see. We'll find out. Afterwards, you discovered on Zahn's computer the final message, which had not been played for you, which revealed a giant ship in the shape of a dragon and made from the dark metallic alloy of Umbrium. You were also given the passcode to open her up and... The giant ship stands across this warehouse from you. Now, the ship is very big, but it probably is only about half as big as the Brunhilde. I don't know if you guys remember the discussion of the Brunhilde side. Brunhilde's size is actually a very big ship. This is about half the size of the Brunhilde.
Yeah, it has my ship. The Brunhilde has my ship inside of it.
Yeah.
Now that things have settled down, can I investigate what's going on with the lighting in here, the darkness in this room?
Yeah, go ahead.
I remember last time Percy cast a spell to dispel magic, and you told us it was not magical necessarily, a spell. So, yeah, I'll roll Arcana. It's 19 plus, 9, yeah. So 20.
I think it's fairly obvious that it's the ship itself. It's made of so much Umbrium that... even the giant beacons of light above the warehouse, they should be shining way brighter. As it is, this warehouse is only dimly lit, but it is fully lit.
So the ship is absorbing the light.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This alloy, it's the same. Well, Echo wasn't there for that, but it's the same effect as when you guys went into the ship where Prim was found, where light didn't work correctly.
Okay.
A massive amount of Umbrium.
So some Illithid tech.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got it. That's what Echo wants to do. Are we getting in this thing?
Yeah, we got a ship. Prim, you know how to drive? I called shotgun last time. Just saying.
Prim says, well, he gave us the access code, so I guess we could try it.
So Prim has to say it, or does it matter?
He didn't specify, but he has been talking to Prim this whole time.
So do we...
I kind of want to check Carter's... Go ahead, Jake.
I was just saying, are we going to Kadath? Is that our next, that's the next step?
Victoria says, we don't actually even know where that is, but, I guess we're supposed to take this ship.
Well, hopefully something on board. They'll kind of have a map, maybe, since it was designed to go there. We can only hope.
Mm-hmm. Well, why don't we go inside and figure out what's going on in there and figure out how it works and... If we can get it out of here, and then we'll take it from there.
Yeah. I think that's a good idea.
What do you want to do, Freeland?
So actually, as everybody wants to start walking towards the ship, I'm going to go towards where Carter was killed to kind of check out. I don't know if his body disappeared, if his body's still there, but check out his robes or whatever. Any clothing was left
Percy
behind.
Percy burned
behind.
It to ash.
Well, there was nothing left.
Right,
if I remember.
Percy burned it to ash. Yeah.
Did she? Is that what happened? Yeah. I thought it got sucked into... I don't know why I pictured it getting sucked into some sort of dimension.
I don't know. I listened to it.
Okay.
Yeah. Percy said she wanted to burn the shit out of it until it was dust. So.
Gotcha.
I did. Okay.
Nothing left.
I did.
Oh,
that.
yeah, because that's how Carter died. It was by the fire, so it burned away.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I got smited, I think.
Yeah.
He
and
got
then
hella
just slowly
smited,
burned
and
after
I
that.
Was like, let me just...
Just like, torch it. Torch it.
Yes, all right. Yes. So nothing to see there.
Okay. Feeling. Never mind.
Okay.
Sorry.
I guess we should go to the ship then.
All right.
No, XGP15A11. Let's go. Open.
You know what? Give me a roll. We're gonna do just by chance. I want to see how Zahn programmed this.
I'm gonna roll this.
You say evens or odds? Hold on, don't roll yet. Evens or odds?
Evens.
Evens, then anyone can voice command it. Odds, it'll be prim only.
Even Stevens. Even.
Oh, even?
It was four.
It opens before Quattro. Echo. Let me see here. Let me read what I had written. Where was this? When the ship is activated, a boarding ramp will descend from what would be essentially the belly of the dragon. And there you guys see an opening at the top. And before anyone can even react to this, Victoria's bracer jack begins to beep a small alarm. She looks down at it.
Time to take my meds.
I know, right? She looks down at it and you can tell that like she's not pleased. She hits a button and... A hologram appears as the bracer jack states out loud for everyone to hear, nearby vessels approach. And this hologram is a shot from a camera on the Brunhilde, and it is displaying above the frozen lake. There seem to be two illithid cruisers patrolling the area, encircling this lake. They do not seem to have detected the Brunhilde yet. The Brunhilde does have the Aegis going. Victoria sighs, and she says... Order for service. What? You need to help them get the ship running. Echo, do you think you can pilot it?
Probably. I pilot many things. Most things I can pilot. Yes.
She nods. And she says, I'm taking Artax to secure the Brunhilde. It's going to take more than one ship to get out of this. And she calls Artax and begins to move away. Do you guys do anything?
Can I auto-command the Starling to, like, fly out of the hangar and the Brunhilde to, like, distract these ships?
You could do that, yeah. I think if you do that, though, you gotta... Starling's gone forever. I mean,
like, if I could just get it, like... I don't know, if I can, like, make it go...
Uh-huh, and, like, make them chase, right?
Chase.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then it just keeps going, though.
Eventually, they're gonna get it.
Okay, we'll see, like, what... We'll see what we can do. Like,
yeah.
Let me get inside the ship. I'm gonna keep that on the table.
It's okay. Like, yeah. Yeah. No. We can do. Good. Yeah. I think. Yeah. Establishing that is a good idea. If you were to do it now, though, it would blow the Brunhilde's cover.
It's a little early. Yeah.
It's a little early.
It's a little early. Yeah.
But yes, you can remotely tell it to fuck off, to go wherever.
Right. Right. Right.
All right. So she's leaving, and are you guys saying anything?
Who's leaving, Victoria?
And Artax. They're going back. She wants to get onto the Brunhilde to secure it. And then once you guys are ready, she wants to simultaneous launch.
Is she not worried about being seen visually, like walking to the ship or whatever?
Well, I don't know. Do you say anything? Well, hold on. Sebastian just said something. What did you say, Sebastian?
Vicky, are you sure about this?
Yeah.
She says...
Like, this is kind of crazy, in my opinion.
She says, no, but I'm not leaving the Brunhilde behind.
No, I think maybe we could check out the weapon capabilities in this thing, if it's made to go enter the city of God or what have you. Maybe it has a fucking gun.
That's fine. You guys go ahead. I'm going back for my ship.
Well, as we drop you, okay, you do whatever. You go ahead. I'm not going to argue with the captain of their ship, okay? My baby's on there. Be careful, okay? I will bounce.
She nods when you say that. Okay. What about you guys? Do you guys try and stop her anymore?
No, be safe, Vicky. Let us know if things go awry.
It's her and Watt, right?
No, her and Artax. She told Watt to help you guys get that ship going. She nods to you and she says, I promise I will. And then she turns to go again and Watt says, wait, don't do anything stupid. We don't need some heroic sacrifice play. I know how you Novas operate. Some miracle Dag and Dirk still live. Don't make me have to bury another child, my dear.
Oh, fuck.
Don't die, Victoria. My captain.
Victoria looks at him and she says, I will be careful. I'm not my cousin's Watt. And Watt says, exactly, you're worse. And then Primus says, Vicky, they likely will detect you the second you reach the surface. So wait for us before you do that. Victoria nods. She says, I'll do that if I can. And then she turns to leave.
I don't know if I like this.
Somebody want to pass without the trace? The wild animal going out there?
Yeah, do you want to burn that spell, Percy?
I will, yes.
It's a really good spell, for this exact situation. How long does it last?
Tracer, an hour, I want to say. Let me double check.
Then it will last long enough.
Yes, an hour.
How long is the casting time on that?
An action?
Oh, cool.
Sweet. Perfect. Yeah, an action.
Yeah, she'll stop for that. She'll stop for that.
Yeah, I'll walk up and just say, Vicky, hold on. And I'll give her a hug and tell her to be safe. Back. And while I'm doing that, I will cast the Pass Without a Trace and say, just wait for the signal, which is this big fucking dragon ship. Do it, whatever. Okay, be safe.
Well, she says, "Well, I was hoping you would just call me on the Bracer Jack, but okay."
Nope, you'll know it when you know the signal when you see it. Trust us.
You gotta go for the dramatic.
She nods.
It's probably gonna be like a gun.
Yeah. She smiles. She smiles when you say that, and then she says, "Artax, let's go." And they march out of the room. They're headed back.
He's all like, "Beep,
Artax, my boy, be good."
Beep.
People. Affirmative.
You got it, dude. What if Artax had like a Orange County thing?
It was real. All right. So you guys stand before this giant black dragon ship. Ramps down. What do you guys do?
Running up the ramp.
Echo runs up the ramp. I take it. Everyone's going? Are we all going? Okay, everyone's going up the ship. You guys get inside and you find that the interior of the ship is not made of Umbrium, but instead of some sort of titanium alloy, grayish silver in color. And I have a map here that I'm going to start using. So you guys enter into this pretty empty boarding room, and there are sliding doors on the left-hand side of the room and straightforward directly ahead. I'm going to do this in cardinal direction, so... There's a closed sliding door on the west wall and a closed sliding door on the south wall. And this room's probably about 40 feet wide and 70 feet long.
Ooh. Nothing in the room? Just pretty much empty?
No. This is just, you can tell this is where they bring on cargo, people, all that other stuff. Just boarding room.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay.
Head to the back.
South room?
Yeah.
Okay. You approach, it opens automatically.
Okay.
And you enter into a very large... Do you cross the threshold?
I do.
Yeah. You enter into a very large corridor, at least four times as big as the room you were in. And it's pretty wide open, with the exception that there is a stairwell going up to a catwalk that makes kind of a T along the upper right-hand corner of the room. Mm-hmm. So there's a second level. On the first floor, there is a sliding door... in the center of the southern room, and there is another sliding door on the northern wall, but you've entered from the eastern corner. On the western corner, north wall, there's another sliding door.
Okay, western corner, I guess. Yeah, let's go there.
And there's also the catwalk upstairs if you want to go up there.
I'm good.
Yeah, so which door did you pick?
The sliding door, the western one.
Western, north?
Opposite where we came in, right? Yeah. I think I'm just trying to get deeper into the ship.
Well, that's not deeper. The deeper would be the next south wall.
Let me go there.
Okay, you approach, sliding door opens. This is a long hallway. It's got two sliding doors on the left-hand wall and a big, heavy-duty sliding door on the far south end.
I mean, I'm just going to keep running towards deeper into the ship unless somebody objects, so I'm going to go to the heavy-set doors.
Are you guys just following Echo?
Yeah, I think Echo knows his spaceship, so I'm just going to follow
Echo. Yeah.
I sure fucking don't.
All right, so yeah, you guys go. Echo, you approach this big door, and it takes a little longer because it's bigger and heavier, but it also just opens on your approach. And inside is an absolutely massive room that is housing the all four of these massive engines that power huge ship.
Okay, and engine room.
Heavy duty stuff. It's really big in here. I would like everyone to give me a perception check.
Except. Let's do it.
Ooh.
17.
Good.
13.
Good. Okay. you know what? And Watt's gonna give one too. Watt got a 14. Echo and Sebastian, you notice it first. This is really advanced and awesome looking engine room. Obviously clean and unused too. You know, like when the car engine is sparkling, it's never been used. It looks like that in here.
There's fucking no like tree leaves up in this bitch.
Yeah. But more than all that, the most obviously out of place thing is the fact that there is no aether core or a reactor in this room.
Well, that's interesting.
What are they doing? What are they even doing in here? This is not standard
issue. How do they function?
Not sure. At the glance, I do not know.
Yeah, but normally a ship of this size would need an AE reactor just to function as normal, but also faster than light travel should be impossible without an AE reactor.
Maybe he didn't finish. Maybe it's in the butt. Let's go to the front and pilot this thing.
Hey, what do you think of this? Do you think you have any idea how this could be even powered at this point?
Watt thinks for a minute, and he says, well, if your reports of a ship powered by Primina's innate energies is true, perhaps this ship is designed to utilize that in place of an A reactor, although it's worrisome to think of the stress that would put on her body.
Mm.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, I was going to ask, do we need to prime this thing? Like, what's the deal?
Are you talking to what?
I'm talking to the other people in the room that may know.
Watt shrugs and says, it's possible. We'll probably know more if we get to the control room and see what we're working with.
Yeah, what do you think that is, little man?
Well, it did look like the flight deck was in the head of the dragon, if you will. So perhaps upstairs and towards the front of the ship.
Like that catwalk? Was that like more like what we're looking
yes,
for?
Yes, that catwalk did catch my eye, but you seem so confident where you're going. I just follow.
Yeah, I do everything and with confidence. It seems to work out.
Well, it did lead us to this room, and we did learn there's no reactor, so we learned something.
I feel like we're on a Vicky time budget.
Good point. Let's go.
Let's go.
It's catwalk. True. Let's catwalk. Go.
Okay. Do you guys stop by the sliding doors you guys are passing down this hall, by the way?
Do we stop by them?
Yeah. Like, do you try and enter them? Okay. So you approach. There's there's a first one and a second one. And you guys are headed back. Do you hit them both, Sebastian?
Yeah. Yeah, I want to check it out. Just kind of glancing. Maybe not go inspect the room, but like, what's in here? What's in here? Oh. Yeah.
You step towards the first room. It slides open, and what's revealed is some sort of living quarters, like a bedroom, if you will. Okay. So close
I got
to
the bottom bunk.
So close to the engine room, it's probably like meant for the head engineer of the ship. Yeah. Do you check out the second room?
Yep.
You open it up, and in here is an untouched but perfectly functional mechanics workshop.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Is this one of those like pre-cut scene rooms where like Vicky will never go outside until we actually like turn the fucking engine on or whatever? You know
I mean? We, like, I have I plan for this.
That's what I'm talking about, right?
I plan for this to take a while.
Okay.
Because it's a big ship. There's a lot of twists and turns.
Okay. And she has a ways to go back to get to her ship.
She does. So. She has to go back up the stairs, through the base, into the pod, across the lake, into the other thing, up the elevator.
Yeah.
She should have just gotten our ship. That's fine.
But
she has to protect her baby out there, man.
You got
to
remember, Echo doesn't know this, but Asimov built that ship for her and named it after her mother.
It's important. Yeah, right.
It's important to her.
I know.
All right, so next up, what are you guys doing?
We're going to the catwalk.
All right. So you guys go up the catwalk, and it hangs probably about 40 feet in the air and makes an immediate left turn, at which point you hit a crossroads. It's kind of like a T. It's kind of like the T. You know those signs that are outside of like for sale houses? You know how the T's kind of in the back?
Yeah.
It's like a T like that.
Oh, okay.
And at each end of the T that isn't where you guys came from, there is a sliding door. So a sliding door to the north.
You mean like a cross, right?
Yeah, I guess like a cross.
Like an angle.
Cross? I don't know what you call
like
this.
Like a backward seven.
I guess so, yeah, like sure.
A regular seven. Yeah, right angle.
It's a right angle, but it also
crosses over a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. So you got a sliding door on the north wall, a sliding door on the west wall, and all the way down the catwalk headed south, there's a sliding door on the south wall.
Okay.
Echo, what do you think?
Somebody else go.
I say straight
I'm so tired.
Yeah. Straight back south.
Brian's exhausted.
You want to go south again?
Yeah, deeper into the...
Percy takes the lead south. The sliding door opens and reveals an enormous kitchens and dining area.
Ooh.
Fully stocked, well, one would imagine.
Also, I can kind of see Will's map, and it's not helping me at all.
Yeah, it's super
hand-drawn. I have no idea where we are in it.
You guys are here.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, I'm not going to look anymore. It's cheating. That's how you play D&D.
I'm I'm thinking about like the Normandy in Mass Effect, and
that's a good game.
If that way was the engines and we just hit the kitchen and dining, if we keep on going, we're going to eventually hit the bridge. So I say keep on going. Is there any other way
to
go?
This is a dead end. It's an enormous kitchen and dining area.
Cool.
Yeah, so your only other choices back on the catwalk are the door north and the door to the west.
North then.
You guys headed back? Okay, so you guys back down the catwalk over the main corridor, cross over the T through that sliding door, and you find yourselves in a medium rectangular room. This one defined by only three characteristics. There's a sliding door on the eastern wall, a sliding door in the upper left-hand corner, and at the very center is a square platform with a module console on it, and it appears to be some sort of like elevator or lift.
Oh. I said we go check it out.
Boop. Yeah. I hit all the buttons.
You hit all the buttons. I think you've used enough elevators, you know how they work. I take it everyone gets on board?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, this thing rises up a good 65 feet. And you guys find yourself in a room identical, not identical, but very similar to the room you guys rose up from. But there's a sliding door on the north, on the west, and on the east wall.
North, west, and east.
North, west, and east. That's what D4s are for. North.
North?
North.
Echo goes north?
Echo go north.
All right, door opens. On the other side of the door, you guys see a kind of wrapping corridor, if you will, and it directly blocking your sight is this enormous 40-foot wide pillar that goes from floor to ceiling.
Mm. Oh, that's familiar to Brian.
I would say Sebastian and Percy, go ahead and give me an intelligence check.
Sure.
From memory.
Echo's like, what the fuck is this?
18.
18? Okay. What about you, Percy?
Natural 19.
Oh, good job. Both of you guys are hit with a feeling of deja vu as you realize that the entrance from the elevator to this room brings up a memory in which you did the exact same thing in a similar setting, but right before you found Prim.
Mm.
When you guys entered from that one elevator into the room where she was being held in the pillar.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we're on the right track, more or less.
So from that memory, you're probably pretty sure that on the other side of this pillar is probably the flight deck.
Hell yeah. Cool. Hey, so I remember this, Prim. You remember this too, Prim?
She says, yes, I do. This scene is very familiar to me.
What's going on? Yeah. What's up?
They found me in a ship, or at least the remnants of a ship, and my location was similar to the setting that we're looking at now.
Oh, yeah, that was probably flashback data. Okay.
So what do you guys do? Do you guys keep going?
Keep going.
Okay, so you guys are going to wrap around this enormous pillar. On the other side of the pillar is the flight deck proper. This room has a sleek white and black aesthetic with black matte flooring, white paneling around the various computer consoles, black leather chairs with hard shell white backings. There appears to be four major seats, two at the forefront of the deck in front of a complex control system. The other two are situated in front of their own bespoke control consoles, albeit smaller ones. Each of these are on the opposite sides of the room and facing those walls. The enormous windshield is divided into two eye-shaped windows, overviewing the warehouse below, but at a slant, making seeing above quite easy. Let me see if... I'm trying not to read stuff that you guys haven't revealed yet. Hold on.
There's fog of war in this room.
There's fog of war in this room. Now, connected to the pillar on the flight deck side is a site reminiscent to the pillar Primina was found in by Sebastian, Percy, and Carter. Steps leading up to the pillar with a control console of levers on its right-hand side. This one seems to have an extra computer screen suspended above the levers, though, so that's different.
Hmm.
What do you guys do?
Can I start turning stuff on?
You could try to. What do you do? Where are you going? What are you doing?
I want to go to those consoles.
Okay. There's the main one with the two seats at the front, and then there's the two side ones.
That's right, because they were like psychically like using the ship to fly like in tandem, right? Do I remember that? They were like
They were, like, locked in with their hands?
Yeah, so on that ship, they were locked in. Sebastian and Percy, you notice it isn't quite like that. It's, there's, like, nothing to, like, insert your body in, like, on the other ships. But things do look different.
I mean, I'm going to have to investigate it or something. Or
yeah. Like, everything looks really streamlined. Like, you're used to ships where there's a bunch of buttons and stuff to do stuff. This has way less than normal.
Yeah, I'm just going to go get in there and try to see if I can intuit what to do.
Okay. So you are doing everything you can possibly think of as an experienced, space adventurer. And nothing you're doing is getting the power on. And the power right now is not currently on.
I'm thinking we're going to need to prime this thing or whatever.
All right. I'm fucking playing like one of those arcade games where you have to like wave your hand over the fucking buttons that light up.
Here's a question. Do you sit down to do this? Or are you just standing there doing your thing?
I'll stand there for a little bit and then I guess I'll sit down.
Okay. When you sit down, the electrical systems activate.
Oh.
And power turns on.
Ooh, they got cheek warmers on these suits.
That's
nice.
All consoles in sight turn on and light up with a blue-white light, and auxiliary light blue lighting that lines the white paneling also turns on. It's actually a really futuristic, pretty sight, this whole cockpit.
This is futuristic.
Yeah, very futuristic. Cool. Well, it's futuristic for Echo. I would say even for Echo, you're like, oh, that's pretty nice. Like, they didn't have to do that. That was a nice touch.
There's some high-end shit that you got going on here.
Do it.
No sparing, no expense. I'm very happy about this wallet.
So go ahead and give me a used vehicle check if you want to continue now that power's on.
I fucking love using vehicles. Let's do this. Flat 10, but my proficiency is like a 4, I think, on it for used vehicle. I don't know. So 14?
14's pretty good. And you're doing – it's pretty easy to navigate, but it's made obvious that for some reason engine access is not accessible. It's locked out.
Oh, so I'm like using like the batteries on but like the gas isn't.
Exactly, isn't, yes.
The key's not turning the ignition.
When you go to try and access the engines for engagement or anything like that, you're locked out. There's nothing you can do.
Okay, we're on a limited amount of time usage-wise before we need a jump, right? That's how that works. You don't leave your lights on. So let me try to access the ship's computer like to pull up a schematic or like an instruction manual.
Okay, go ahead and give me an investigation check.
I love those. Do it, Silver Die. That was a nat one.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Neat. You're not finding anything. Sorry.
I was going to ask.
Where's the fucking...
Is there...
Like accidentally deleting .exes.
Is there something on the...
Oh, God. It's the horns of Nerlethotep. I hear them.
The horns, they arise. Is there something on the big pillar, like the power source where we found Prim originally? Is there any sort of...
Yeah, there's that... Kind of. There's the yes, there is. There's the control console with the levers, big and small, and then there's the a computer screen above them. It's lit up, but it's not displaying anything of importance currently. But I mean, you can investigate that if you
sure,
like.
Sure, I'll definitely go and check that out. So that was an investigation.
Okay,
check?
We'll say you're doing this while. Yeah, go ahead.
Ooh, that's a natural one.
What the fuck?
Oh, man. You guys are allergic to this ship.
It seems to be running.
What about you, Sebastian? You want to do anything?
Some sort of electricity.
Seb, what do you got?
My first thought was to go towards the tank to kind of check that out.
Okay.
I know you said that it had the monitor, which was not on the last one we looked at. So I think I probably would have followed Percy over there.
Okay, go ahead and give me an investigation check.
All right, no national one.
Sebastian, help.
Oh, shit. That's a 12.
Oh, 12 is good. Don't be disappointed by a 12. You're probably not confident enough to like pull any levers or anything, but you're looking at the – you go and look at the monitor, and you realize that it's got like a scanner camera, and you realize it's like a face scanning face scanning tech.
Here we go.
Hey, Prim, there's some sort of face scanner over here. I'm thinking maybe we should give it a try.
Girl, come put your face on this scanner.
She says, okay. And she comes over, and sure enough, yeah, it scans her face. Beep, beep. And then you hear something within the pillar. You hear some movement of something big and heavy, but nothing else happens.
What did we do? What was that?
It's Chonky Prim.
Yeah, it's
go ahead and give me an intelligence check. Because I think Carter was the one to do this, so I need you guys to remember what Carter did.
I remember blowing up a bunch of eggs.
Yes. Yes. Let's see. Me as well, Will?
Six.
Yes.
How about Chaboy? Not Carter.
Not yet.
It's not just
that's what the audience calls me, not Carter.
It's a nine for myself.
Intelligence. Yeah. I mean, so you guys don't know.
I don't know
you,
shit.
You can't something really happened, remember. But... Something happened. It was a while ago. So, I mean, it's up to you. Echo, what do you want to do? Because I figured, like, we've been brought to the end of your investigation and the end of theirs simultaneously.
And what's up with you guys? What you guys doing over there?
This thing scanned Prim's face and it made some sort of sound. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, it usually does stuff when we scan them.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. But what? I don't know.
When we got blasted into the future, we were on a kind of a flight deck, like not super like this, but like this. And Prim was in a tank like this. She was the power source for it, but we can't. We like that guy we fought, Carter. He was the one that kind of initiated all the things. To me, it was just like, you know, crazy metal. And I'm still like that. So maybe you, with experience with ships, might know some more stuff.
Can I do the?
You okay? Yeah, go ahead. Give me with advantage. I think it's pretty easy to put things together.
With advantage, that's gonna. What am I rolling here?
Intelligence.
So,
Go ahead.
18.
Yeah. Good job. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So, if Prim's supposed to be the power source, they obviously scanned her face and it did something, but you've probably just pulled the levers and see what happens.
I look at the scanner. I look at Primina. I look at the tank. I look at the levers. Yeah. I just start pulling shit.
Oh, you got a large one and a small one. Which one do you do first?
Ooh.
Small.
I have one hand over both and I'm looking at the team. I'm like,
Small.
Uh-huh.
I say small.
Uh-huh. I pull the small one immediately.
You pull the small one, and you hear some mechanical movements, and then the mechanical movements stop, and then you kind of hear one of those sounds that, like, indicates to you that, like, incapable of doing that right now, like, bam, bam.
I look at Percy, I shake my head no, and I pull the big
large
one.
Lever.
Sebastian's like, big one.
Large one.
Yeah, I pull the big one.
Pulling the large lever causes the pillar to sink into the floor. This reveals beyond it an empty space with a platform that obviously is meant to be stood upon.
I'm just going to look at Primina. Just look at her like, oh, I don't know.
You want to go stand over there?
Primina says, like, I know what, I've done this before. I know what needs to happen here.
Do we want to do this? I guess we have no choice, huh?
She says the ship was left to us, and we might as well use it. And, yeah, we don't have a choice. There's illithids waiting for us. They already know we're coming.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, was that like Carter? Did he, like, psychic? I mean. These are bad guy illithids, probably.
I think, yeah, you could assume that. You could assume, like, those are probably bad guy elephants. You know Carter's aligned with them, and Carter was probably just sent ahead of time.
Yeah. You know, there were good guy elephants, sort of.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there were.
They got.
Although Echo wasn't for that either.
No, but Brian was.
Primina steps onto the platform, and then she turns to you guys, and she says, I think you can pull the small lever now.
I pull the small lever so fucking fast.
You pull the short lever. When you pull the short lever, a large pillar of glass rises up.
Ooh.
And once it seals with the ceiling, it begins to fill with a viscous blue liquid that's transparent enough to see through. And it is getting pumped into this tank with Primina in it. And she stands there with her eyes closed. And it rises slowly up and up. And up, and eventually overtakes her entire form. Once her head is submerged, you guys hear her voice over the PA, even though she's not talking. And you hear her, or you hear over the PA, her voice say, "Oh man, I never could get used to not breathing in this stuff. Wait, why am I hearing my voice out loud?" She looks at you guys. Can you guys hear me out there?
I just shake my head no.
Yeah.
No.
She's like, oh God. Okay.
It's some wicked said bad.
No, like, no, wait, what?
There's some wicked bad Baja Blast in there.
The The liquid fills up the tank entirely, and you stop hearing the churning of the pumping of the liquid, and the liquid then begins to glow like a soft blue, and Prim gets like a shiver, and she's like, and you hear over the PA, that is an uncomfortable sensation.
He looks bad. He looks bad.
Yeah, I can imagine.
She says, I think you can access the engines now.
All right. Okay.
I run over to the seat and I fucking put my buns down in it.
You put your butt down in it and you do see that the engines are accessible now. And let me see here.
Well, I like that, like a little engine panel, like ooh, diagnostics. Mm-hmm. Ooh, sick as fuck. Yeah. Start beeping them and booping them.
You can start priming the engine now if you want.
I'm doing it. I'm pressing that button.
Okay, you do so and the entire party can hear the loud engines roar to life as the entire ship vibrates.
Oh yeah.
Watt says, well, I'm glad we started the engines, but how do we open the roof to launch?
Primina, can you talk to the building?
She shakes her head. No, I cannot talk to the building.
The ship talk to the building? Can you talk to ship? The ship talk to building?
I'm not sure.
I'm sure if you're psychically linked with ship that you're in, like, control here, you know? Like somewhere.
Okay. This is interesting because you asked this question way before I thought this question would be asked. So she closes her eyes and she's silent for a bit. And she says, that's interesting. I think I can actually,
hey.
To a certain extent. It's odd. This ship, it feels almost as if it is alive, not sentient. Not thinking, but I feel a presence.
Okay, Neo from The Matrix 3, I can see you.
What? No, she can't see anything. She just thinks she can sense something from the ship.
Interesting. Whatever.
That's drastically different.
See. Okay, cool.
What other consoles and stuff are here on the bridge? Like you said, there were two more consoles on the
There are two small consoles, yes.
Right?
Yes.
Are they
Yes, on the west and east wall.
Are they weapon systems?
Do you go take a look?
Yes.
Go ahead and give me a use computer or use vehicle check, whichever you choose.
Is that just intelligence?
Both are based... They're both based off intelligence, I believe. Use vehicle might be dex, but...
I think it actually is. Oh, if you... I forgot what I was going to say.
I rolled a 4. It doesn't matter.
What did you get?
As you're looking at it, Prim looks over and she says, that's a defense station. And she points at the one on the opposite. That's also a defense station.
Yeah.
She points at the seat next to you, Echo. She says, that's diagnostic shields and comms. And she points at the one. Echo, you're at the pilot seat.
I fucking knew it.
You were right. She says, you should check and see if there's some sort of launch code sequence that's already programmed into the ship.
Okay, I do that.
Yeah, check the map quest.
Okay, give me a use computer or use vehicle. Check the map quest.
For like
19 plus.
That's really bonus. Fucking good. Yeah. So with that use computer check, you find a routine titled Maiden Launch Initiation. Blocked by a password.
Oh, okay. I put in that fucking code from outside. Do you want me to do it again?
No, you don't have to.
I yell it at the machine. XGP15A11. What's the other one? Asimov. No. Asimov.
I was just going to give it to you. I was supposed to be typed in, but fuck it. You scream at the computer and it works. Jesus. You scream at the computer and it works.
Yeah.
Scared it.
And stuff starts to happen. Let me see here. What did I write down? So.
This is the best note I've ever taken.
As launch is initiated, a loud buzz alarm sounds and huge hydraulics begin to cause movement under the ship.
Oh, hot damn.
Slowly the ship begins to tilt back further and further at an incline, its nose rising higher and higher. But once the ship hits about a 45 degree angle, everything lurches and I need everyone to make a deck save to not fall over.
I forgot my fucking seatbelt.
What we'll make when Primina's good, she's suspended. What crit? He's good.
I got a 19 damn, plus my
5 for 4.
You're
four
good.
Plus four.
Yeah, you're good. You catch yourself.
Okay.
What about you two?
Like Spider-Man. Seb got a 9.
Ooh, you got a 9?
I also yeah. crit. Percy?
Okay, cool. Yeah. Oh, so shit. Everyone's good, but Sebastian totally falls over.
Everyone Spider-Man's to their like chair or whatever, and Sebastian just like tumbles backwards.
Yeah. Oh, so Sebastian, oh, you're no, guys. You're prone.
Guys, oh no.
And you kind of slide back a bit, but you're okay. You're not hurt or anything. But yes, the ship stops at this 45-degree angle at this lurch, and those nice blue lights that were lighting up this area start flashing red as an alarm sounds over the PA. Echo in front of you, the console displays a schematics of an inclined platform outside the ship, and it appears to be one of the hydraulic cylinders is flashing red as if there's something wrong.
Uh-oh.
That's outside the ship, though.
Diagnostic chair. What do we got? Is that the guy that fell? What? Is that you? Oh. Who's on diagnostics? Why, like, look over there?
Watt will hop onto the computer and start tapping stuff, and I'll give him, like, use computer check with... He's definitely proficient and trained and all that other stuff, so he should probably get a +7.
Yeah, he fucking needed it.
Yeah, he did need it. So he's doing stuff, real fancy stuff that I can't describe because... My brain's not working.
He's moving his hands.
He's moving like his hands back and forth so
it's
vigorously.
Like DDR.
Wait a minute.
For your hands. Yeah, it's that's like called FFR.
Yeah. Okay.
Flash,
cool.
Flash.
And get on like fucking level. Yeah.
He says, "I can't find anything specific. It just seems like one of the hydraulic cylinders is jammed for some reason. Someone's gonna have to go take a look. There's nothing here for me to address the issue with."
It's a broken jar of preserves, just like smashed all over.
Sebastian,
it.
You're kind
get
of.
Get my joke? That was a Spaceballs reference. Yeah.
Spaceballs. We've been jammed.
You're.
I swear to God.
You're more.
Yeah, let's. Hey, tell me where to go. I'll go check it out. Yeah. Let's go. I'm going. Let's go.
I was made for this.
As I get myself hungry. Off the ground. Like,
all right. Yeah. Sure, Sebastian. You know your way back to the to the exit platform.
He just keeps sliding like where he needs to go.
Push myself along.
Do you Yeah, everything is at an incline, but you can get there just fine. If a little slower than you normally would. When you get to the boarding room, the platform has withdrawn back up. So go ahead and give me a any of your smart robotics checks that you got. Your best one.
That Burnetics.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a 21 total.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, you see the emergency open. Nice. Button, you slam it with your fists, and slowly but surely the platform redescends at an angle, and down below you can see that the entire ship seems to be tilted back on this platform. Do you go out there?
Yeah, I'll go check it out.
Okay, so you get out there pretty easily. It's a steep slide from where you meet with the platform down to the warehouse floor where you can kind of see down into what's going on and what's jamming the cylinder. I would say probably about, it's got to be at least a 50-foot slide down. So you slide down, you get over there, you look from the warehouse floor down over into the schism below, and go ahead and give me a perception and or investigation check, whichever is better for you.
Do it.
16.
Oh, that's pretty good. You can see that down underneath, there's a lot of moisture down here, and some massive overgrowth of fungus or plant has just spread all over this thing under here in the lake bed, and it's jamming the whole system.
Hey, guys, he gets on the bracer jack. Hey, I think I found out the issue. We're covered in some sort of algae or moss down here. Let me clear it up, see what happens. So... Sebastian's going to start clawing at it, trying to clean it up with his hands.
Ooh, you're going to get in there? Okay.
You have a fire sword.
That's dangerous. But also, yeah, you could get in there with a fire sword.
Okay. How built up? I mean, is it like massive or is it like...
It's pretty massive. Inside?
Oh, okay.
It's pretty massive. Because like, you got to think, like these are powerful hydraulics. There's a lot in here jamming it up.
Just fancy. Okay.
I thought it was like
bitch.
It was just like folded inside of like the hydraulics. So, I'll get my flame sword then.
Yep. Okay. So
cutting it away.
It's going to be, it's like a 10-foot drop to get in there.
Okay.
Go ahead and give me a athletics check for all this slicing and dicing and see if you can like clear it up.
Oh, yeah. That's a 16 plus 8, 24.
Ooh. Okay. It takes you about at least 5 minutes and you work up a heavy sweat. But at some point, it's enough and you hear... this kind of like the sound of like ripping like bark as this plant is getting tore up as the hydraulics start to work again. And now you want a time limit, boy.
Oh, crap, guys.
Yeah, so give me an athletics chip to jump back up and pull yourself out of here.
Oh, no.
Because this stuff's moving. It's moving. Launch is beginning.
10 plus 8, 18.
Okay, 18's good enough. You get there. You job, come around the corner, and now you got to climb this 50-foot ramp that was at a 45-degree angle and is getting steeper by the second. So, I don't know if you guys have anything to help him, but he's kind of fucked.
Oh my gosh, guys.
Unless he can think of something to help you, you're doing this athletic check at disadvantage.
Okay.
Can I get down there?
Footage-wise, how far are we from him?
I would say, so from the ramp, which is descended right now, it's 50 feet from him to the ramp. And then probably another 85 feet from where you guys are now to him, just from a straight line through the ship and everything.
Okay, let me look up something.
Yeah, go ahead. Sebastian, do you think of anything that you have that could help you?
At one time, I had rope and a grappling hook, but I don't think I have that shit anymore.
I don't think you do either. Now.
That's,
would I have
unfortunately,
rope? I
don't have any spells.
I mean, you guys have never mentioned rope since your original adventures days. I don't think you have the original equipment you had back then anymore. So I'm going to have to be a mean DM and say no right now. Unless,
I got you.
Yeah, unless, I don't know, you come up with something.
Wait, I'm waiting on the bracer check. Hey, guys, can you pause this damn thing?
Yeah, can I do it from the console? Because I'm looking at, running over there and, dimension dooring him back inside.
Mm-hmm, that's possible. But also, yeah, you can look into that if you want. It'll take you a few moments, though.
To look into the computer system?
Yeah, that's your choice. It's do you spend time trying to get down to the platform, or do you try doing the console way?
I'll get down the... I'll go down. Dun.
Okay, I'll just keep looking and say.
Okay, you'll look. Yeah. You'll get down. Give me use computer check.
Boop boop boop. That's a 3 plus.
You're looking, but you're not finding any easy cancel initiation launch button.
I'm looking at it. Should I bail? I see Percy going.
Mm-hmm. Percy, you go. By the time he's pretty much settled that. There's no way to stop this once it's started, at least no obvious way. Percy, you get to the platform.
Okay.
Yeah, that goes just on the bracer jack. I'm not finding anything.
Let me look up the spell real quick. 2 seconds, y'all. Sorry. CDEF. Where's G?
Yeah, I can do some misty step in and get over there, and then just we could just literally fall down because I can teleport people 500 feet. Yeah. That's a lot.
Mm. Yeah, that's true. Sebastian, give me the athletics checks at disadvantage though, if you haven't already.
Not yet.
Yeah. The thing is, it says range 500 feet, but I think I need to be there because it says you teleport yourself, then you can take a willing creature.
Oh, so slide down to him and teleport back. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, could literally just bear hug him, and we could fall into the dimension door and land on in the pilot seat.
Well, let's see if we have to with your blade song. Don't you have double speed or some shit?
Yeah, if I blade up, I can move
Okay, so maybe that'll we'll get there. What'd you get, Sebastian?
40
I rolled a 17 and a 13 plus an 8, so I'm at 21.
Okay, that's pretty. That's fucking pretty good. So Percy, you get out there. Ready to try and do something, and you see, despite what should be physically impossible, this dude climbing at a 65-degree angle, just putting his back into it.
Oh my god, I gotta get it back
just
up there.
Campusing.
And then he gets to this point where it's too steep to do any more climbing, and he's got to jump now. And so with his amazing upper body strength, which we've established with his face melting of the vague walrus outside, hurls himself in such a way as to hit the ramp. And now I need you to make a strength save to not fall off the ramp. And Percy, if you know some way to help him from sliding down,
use Thorn Whip. Ahead.
I was going to...
Use Thorn Whip.
I was going to cast Grasping Vine.
Use Thorn Whip.
Ooh, on him.
That is also good. But go ahead and give me the strength check, Freeland, or Sebastian.
I rolled a 9, but it's plus 8. So that's
not enough for this intense situation. Okay. What do you got, Percy?
I was going to cast Grasping Vine.
You knocked the wind out of your... Uh-huh.
to try to lash him and grab him and pull him back.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. What spell slot
does that burn? It's a fourth level.
Oh shit, Jesus Christ. Yeah, sure, you do that. So, you know what? So Sebastian hurls himself. He goes to grab the ledge of this now sidewards ramp, and his chest crashes against this thing. He knocks the wind out of himself, loses his grasp against the slide, and then your vines wrap around him and pull him back up. And and now we're at like a 75 degree angle, and you guys are actually starting to slide back on your own into the ship. So I suggest everyone get up and get in.
Yeah, yeah. I got you.
Oh, thank you, Percy.
Yeah.
Shit hurt, but thank you.
So you guys.
I was just going to say the vine is all thorny, so I'm sure that didn't feel super good, but better than dying.
Oh, it's okay. Thank you.
Indeed. You guys get in. Have the presence of mind to push the emergency button to reshut it, and because you guys are not secure in seats, you guys are kind of not in a good location. You guys kind of slide up against the southern wall because that's now your floor. You guys are now perpendicular with the floor, and let me see.
The little metal ball in the ball maze.
Yeah.
Once the ship is facing directly up, a countdown from 10 begins on the console echo.
Are there like seats or 9, anything like that in 8, this area?
7.
Anything I can brace myself and hold on to?
Nothing. Nope.
Holy crap.
2 seconds.
You know what? Actually, there are some emergency like grab bars, but that's all. Handles.
I'm grabbing an OSHA handle.
You got some OSHA handles.
Can I delay this thing? Can I try again?
You go ahead and roll to try.
Okay, roll this guy. Don't fail me, guy. Oh, well, okay. Well, 6 plus, like, what's my use computer proficiency?
You said 7?
10.
Oh, yeah, it's a plus? Oh, it's a 10 total?
No, it's like a 10 total, yeah.
Yeah, you're not finding anything. You got 10 seconds, and you're just like, I'm not finding anything.
You guys better find a way to get fucking hang on down there, because I need some time to learn this system. I don't know what the OSS even is.
I'm going to...
At 0.
Oh, sorry, could I do something real quick?
You got 10 seconds.
Yeah.
In 10 seconds, you got it.
In that 10 seconds, I want to try and polymorph myself into a giant ape and, grab the oh shit handles like on either side of Sebastian and just like hug in.
And try
like to hold us both.
Yes,
in.
You do that. Yes. Absolutely.
Oh, thank you, Percy.
So Echo and Watt and Prim see this scene, which is at the count of 0, there's a giant seal in the ceiling that opens up, and as it widens,
you're so stupid.
God.
How dare you?
I swear to God.
How fucking dare
As
you?
As it widens, thousands...
Sorry.
As it widens, thousands of gallons of water begin to pour into the lab. It cascades over the ship, making visibility through the windshield impossible. But after maybe 5 minutes or so, the lab is full. And an opening through it and into the lake above is visible. You guys can all hear Prim over the intercom say, I'll begin trying to launch. This should only take a moment. It's been a long time, but I have done this before.
Well, wait, can we get our boys back in some chairs? Is that the thing?
I mean, everything, because of the gravity of the planet, everything's pulling us down to the back of the ship. Once we're in space, that wouldn't be an issue.
So they're cool is what you're saying they're cool?
I'm saying, I don't know if there's anything we can do necessarily, unless you could teleport to them.
I can teleport, one way. This is like a one-way deal right now. Kind of tapped. I got one more good one in there, you know what I mean? I did a big fireball on that man, Carter Huttenberg.
She says, Sebastian, Percy, can you hear me?
Can we?
You...
Yeah, you can hear her over the PA.
I hear.
Okay.
You're dumb monkey.
Percy's
now.
A big ape. I don't know if she can hear you right now.
So Prim looks at you, Echo. She says, I can hear them. I can hear them. They said they're okay.
All right. If you guys are all cool, then
we're going to launch. Are you guys okay with this?
Yes.
Okay.
That's hilarious. Kind of like starts petting Percy. Like, oh
yeah, and I'm just holding him in.
He's so soft in the world. Earlier when you were like, you see that, like, I don't know, I pictured me like looking at them on a monitor, like, that looks nice.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, absolutely. You pull up a monitor.
Oh,
and you
there
see them.
They are. Yeah, look, okay. He's hugging the other one. It's a monkey now.
So, the engines begin to escalate in their firepower, and slowly the ship begins to move. And then faster and faster it rises. It leaves the lab behind, and ahead, you guys can see the frozen surface of the lake looming. And before too long, you realize that a collision course becomes imminent unless something happens.
Weapon function. I'm like looking around like, what is that, another console?
Yes.
So that is another console. It's at one of the other consoles. Watt goes over to one of them. He zips on over there.
That's my man.
And he's going to give a used computer check. Do you try doing anything with the controls? Because you can try and like turn this thing and all.
Buy time is like all I really have on my mind, you know?
Like, yeah. So do you like try and turn it, veer it, or anything like that? Yeah,
like a straight line is the fastest, directest path to stuff. Let's not do that.
Watt's trying to do stuff on the computer. He's not completely failing, but he's also not getting anywhere quickly. You go to turn the ship, and it does begin to slowly veer, but you've handled a lot of ships. It should, especially for a ship that just got stated to be like one of the best ships ever made, this thing's like moving super sluggish, and it's buying you time, but you're still, your collision is inevitable at this point.
And what the hell?
And
we're gonna break our new ship.
Right? I know, right? We're smashing right into a wall of ice. And the thing is, the directional controls do seem fairly standard. Like, you don't think there's anything here that you're missing.
Is there a scanner identify weak point in ice to crash?
You can try and do that. Go ahead and give me a used vehicle check.
I'm going to use the fuck out of this and vehicle then, right now.
You guys don't even know what's happening down there.
Unnatural 20.
Okay. You know what? You know that this ship is capable of that, and you are trying to pull it up. You're trying to figure something out, but you don't think you have enough time between now and then to do this, like, within 5 to 10 seconds. So Primina, she begins to light up, and she's... closes her eyes, and she lets out a pretty guttural scream for such a small-framed woman.
It's like,
and the engines cut, and the reverse boosters fire off, and you guys slowly come to a start, like an agonizingly slow stop, and you guys do stop outside of the ice, and now this ship is hovering in water, and it does right itself in order for... walking to be possible again. And Primina is heaving, although she's not actually breathing in the water. She's like kind of bent over her knees, and she says, oh gosh, that hurt really badly.
Oh dang. Okay. Maybe not again for a little while or ever. That seems bad. Maybe
she says, if this ship runs anything like my old training simulations did, then I think there may be a psionic element to running this entire ship. In my training, the Illithids wanted me to form a psychic circle with the crew. With interconnected minds, the ship is supposed to move and act as one single entity. Controls, weapons, everything.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
Percy, Sebastian, are you guys okay?
Once we're...
We're good.
Once we're horizontal, I'll baby put him, like, put him down and then, like, rough up his hair a little bit. And then change back.
The fucking best.
and then change back to me and be like, you're okay, Sebastian?
Oh, Percy. I love you. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. I thought I was dead.
I'll give him a hug and just say, yeah, Prim, we're okay. Let's, we're heading back now. And
I see all the hugging again on the monitor.
Yeah. Like, and man, she says, they said they're coming back now.
Okay. Start running. Look, yeah, they're walking. You're right.
All
right.
So we'll fast forward. Everyone's in the room. Primina's in the tank, and
what's up, guys?
Primina repeats what she said to everyone about the ship, the old ship. You know, she ran it with the Illithids, and they ran their ship psionically. And she says, if this one runs anything like that, then it should be similar to that. But she also says, but the problem is, none of us are naturally psychic, even though I have some training, it's limited.
I definitely don't. Ooh. I could talk to plants.
True.
Is this like a third eye thing? Like, should I open my spiritual energies to the universe?
Do you say this actually?
Yeah.
And she says, do you have psionic training?
No.
Oh.
I know about it. Like, it's magical in nature.
You got her hopes, though.
Like, I could do arcana to try and, like I'm trained in magic.
Okay, give me, you know what? You're super smart, right? What's your intelligence?
I'm super duper
smart. What's your intelligence again?
A maximum of +5. Well,
it's a 20,
it's
right?
Actually, you gave me an item that
would
go beyond
smarter.
The maximum.
Yeah, so give me an intelligence check.
I will give you an int. Here's my int. Let's not talk about it.
All right, okay. So you're stumped, you know, like this ship's supposed to be really advanced, but it requires psychics to use. None of you guys are psychic. How is this supposed to work? Mm-hmm. What about you two? Do you guys say anything or think of anything?
I mean, like I said, I could talk to plants and animals. This is a ship, though. It confounds me in that way.
Yeah. It confounds me by being something not a plant.
It is metallic.
And I hate it, yeah, so I don't know.
Okay. Sebastian.
I got nothing. I can control undead, but that's really about all I got on this.
I was going to say some shit like that. Like, I know my evil dead people magic.
So Watt comes to the rescue and says, I would think that Jean designed a ship with non-illithid operatives in mind. That would make the most sense. This ship was left to you and your allies, Prim. Jean would have known that even one illithid ally would be unlikely, let alone an entire crew. You said earlier that you could sense something with the ship. Maybe we should start there.
Yeah, like, should we get information? Like, everybody get in the seat. Let's do this thing.
All right, I like that. Yeah, so Watt takes diagnostics.
I fucking hit my power bracer and my armor, like, goes around me. And
yeah,
like,
sure.
Fucking Red Ranger. I don't
fucking know. Watt snags diagnostics, so you two are only left defense. with the defense
Sebastian,
consoles.
You guys do you want for me? Left or right arm?
I'll go right.
That's I'll take left arm. Then.
So we go.
And Prim closes her eyes again, and she repeats. She says, "I can definitely feel something, and it's hard for me to describe, except for to say that it feels like a very fierce and willful energy."
What, in the ship?
In the ship itself, yes.
Oh, dang, another one of these.
And then Watt says, "I once heard a rumor." A legend, really, that the oldest and mightiest of dragonkind can give their bodies over to the Star Sovereignty to be forged into semi-living vessels. They are said to be called the Dragonforged. I don't know if it's true. The Star Sovereignty has never spoken in any official capacity on the subject. Maybe all that pulsar dragon research that we've been uncovering was in pursuit of something along those lines, though. Prim, her eyes continuing to be closed, says, I could feel a connection with the ship somewhat similar to the illithid circles that I trained with. I think the ship is supposed to function like a psychic conduit. It feels like this isolation chamber is the heart, able to send blood flow to any given part, but it's missing directive. It has no mind, and I'm trying, and I can do some things, but it's too much. It's too much for me by myself. And so, do you guys say anything to that?
Earth. I start looking in the computer again.
I swear to God. Heart.
So that's a no. Echo doesn't do
it. What am I supposed to do here?
I don't know. Do you have any ideas? Like,
that's
I'm honestly just asking. Does anyone have any ideas?
I'm out. I'm fresh out. I'm not having any luck with the database.
I'll
here.
Ask.
It's like where I am. It's what I'm doing. It's
you know
who
what?
I am.
That's actually, we're going to make that canonical. You should be having way more luck with this database, with this console. Like, you're getting it to work, but if everything's sluggish, nothing's where it should be. It's not as fluid as, like, an advanced technology should be. There is something wrong here.
What's up with this interface? Like, can I manipulate this? Let me go into the settings.
Just like, yeah, sure. Yeah, you do that, because that's what normally you would do,
yeah,
right?
Like, do you know anything about this? Like, can we arrange this? Can we format this to be, like, where's the up
All right.
button?
So you're really working on it.
All right.
You're not getting any work quite yet, but you are onto something there. It isn't working the way it should. Did you two have anything?
I just want to inspect the console. I mean, just kind of see what's on
there. Yeah, you guys are finding the same thing as Echo. Like, it is functioning. It's just not working intuitively or well, and you seem to be not able to do things that you should be able to do. So, Prim...
What if we say please? What if we ask nicely?
Prim says, maybe this ship was designed in such a way that despite us not being trained in psionic ways, maybe we can still connect with it.
I was going to ask that. Sorry. I'm not.
Where are you?
I was.
The caboose over here.
I swear.
Fucking fell off the train. Just running out.
Well, because Freeland did his thing, and then
Hail Mary style.
And then you guys just started doing shit.
So. Did I skip you, Percy? I'm sorry. You know what, Percy? Let's rewind. What do you got
to
say,
Prim? I was just going to ask Prim if there was something that we could do to assist. Like, can we try to connect with the ship? Or is there like a helmet sort of like vibe going that we need? Like, that was more or less what I was going to ask.
She said, okay. Okay, no, that's perfect. So you do say that. And Primina says, when I first started my training, it was very difficult, but became easier with time. Everyone... close your eyes and clear your minds.
Hell yeah.
That's easy.
I had a Creed Master guide me into existing circles, but we don't have that. So I need everyone to focus on me. Focus on our bonds with each other, our memories. And when you're ready, reach out to me and I'll see if I can connect us with the ship and maybe to each other.
Echo just starts having like PTSD from Gabe Oros. He's like, no.
These memories are terrible.
No, I'm good.
Okay. So
we're like all high fiving or whatever.
So you guys, happy about it. You guys are finding your meditation zone, finding your inner quiet, your calm, going through your memories and trying to feel some sort of connection with each other. None of you are trained in this.
And then at last, I feel it finally. Expecto Patronum.
Echo,
it's a lizard.
Echo, we're starting with you.
Okay.
So in this quiet, you find yourself reminiscing on your limited exposure to these very interesting people that are involved in this cosmic wacko stuff.
Quest.
You try and think of Prim.
Yeah.
And your connections with her. And you are brought back to your memory of meeting her in the throne room in that moment when you thought for sure she was turned by the devils, and then she revealed that she was not. She was just happy to see her family and friends. And it probably reminded you very much of how long it's been since you've seen your own family and friends. You remember defending the party at Ella's Horizon against the...
strangers, essentially.
Strangers, essentially, yeah. But the famed bounty hunters, the freelancers.
So cool.
And... as you're doing this, you are getting a perspective of these events, not only from your own point of view, but from Prim's. And you're seeing yourself through Prim's eyes. And she's seeing you defending her friends at Ella's Horizon.
I'm like seeing how much that means to Percy her. There too. I'm like, damn, we look fucking cool.
Yes, exactly. Yes. And then you remember doing something you've not done and you don't know how long. You remember standing before this group of people and sharing your story with them and the truth of your origins, revealing the secret of there being a place of refuge for elves called Arcadia, and on and on. And that took a lot. It took a lot for Echo to do that. Echo is not one to share that. And that means something. Sebastian, you remember giving Primina her very first ice cream in Sableside, and she didn't like it very much. But
no, I tried.
But you also see it from her point of view, and even though she didn't like it, she really appreciated the enthusiasm you guys had for sharing her experience. You remember her, and she remembers herself cheering you guys on at the tournament. She remembers, Sebastian, you finding her at the party, and you remember that moment when she opened up to you guys about her worries about the pain you guys were causing to untold strangers you've never met. And she, of course, remembers you fighting Satyros for her freedom. Percy, you guys remember together the training of helping her to control her different forms and how you really took up that mantle, like, without being asked. you saw that you were needed, and you're the only one with experience with shape-shifting, and you helped her a lot. And you guys also remember the day you guys explored the aquarium and the arboretum together at the Athenaeum. Mm-hmm. And she remembers the magical moment where you guys met the prismatic serpent.
We see Carter looking mad as shit.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So fucking mad, especially at the aquarium.
And of course, you guys remember all the hugs and tea that you've had together. Mm. Because, Percy, you're just a big hug monster. Hell yeah. And the many times you were, and let me see, what did I write here? And all the times that you guys have been through stuff, you're almost always the first to ask her how Primina feels and actually listen to what she has to say. And that has always meant a lot to her. And Watt is the final person. And this isn't something that you guys in character experience, but I'm going to read it anyways. Watt and Prim remember, especially Prim on this side, she remembers that Watt was the first person since she came to this current timeline. He was the first person to ever greet her with a smile. And it was that moment when you guys left her in Watt's care to go into that goblin dreadnought. She remembers the many lessons of how to operate the Brunhilde. She remembers the late nights that Watt spent working to solve her questions and her problems, and the times that she found him passed out in his own workshop and had to put him to bed. And the moments before when Watt looked to Prim to guide the group, the trust and pride in his eyes, looking at a young woman that he sees as a daughter that is both capable and strong. And one by one, each of you feels a warmth and connection in the back of your minds. First, you feel this and you sense that it is Primina, and then you feel more with each other. And each party member feels the others as a sensation in their mind. When focused on that sensation becomes thoughts and emotions exterior to themselves. You can hear and feel each other and what you're thinking. Mm. Primina's eyes open, her soldar, the symbols on her skin glowing brightly. And she says in her mind, psionically, and you guys hear this in the same way, not through the PA system. Be careful. Do not put too much pressure on the bonds. None of you are trained in empathetic resistance, and another's thoughts can be overwhelming to deal with. Although these connections are much more pleasant than the ones I was forced into before, I think I will connect us with the ship now. It is difficult for each of you guys to process the sudden influx of information and sensation from the psionic network that you are now all a part of. But even this next feeling is overwhelmed, or even that feeling is overwhelmed by the sudden connection with the ship. It is both powerful and frightening in presence. Not a sentience, but a primal fierceness that almost overwhelms your thoughts. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys have any reaction you want to add to this.
Probably feels crazy to interface with a fucking living ship. So
and each other too.
I don't know. I'll probably just like. Yeah. Yeah. I'll just cling to that though. Like, there's no reason to mm-hmm. to lash out or like to yeah. panic. Mm-hmm.
And Primina agrees with that. And she says, "Everyone, relax. Don't strain against the connection. Allow me to stabilize it." And Watt says, "Prim, how are you doing all this?" And Primina says, "I'm not sure exactly."
The power of friendship.
You all feel it now. Prim is correct. She and the chamber she is in is the beating heart of the ship. And the blue fluid in the tank flows throughout this ship's entire hull, carrying the psionic connection. The Umbrium shell of the ship amplifies it even further. The ferocity of the ship's presence settles down as it becomes an extension of your minds, a sense of true unity between ship and crew. Percy, this actually feels somewhat familiar to you. You are reminded of the sensation that you felt on the day that you made the bond with the Galactic Spirit. Through the Galactic Spirit, you were connected to all living things because all living things are one.
Yeah.
And hands at the controls, you, all of you, are in complete control of the Dragon Forged.
I'm a fucking dragon.
We all are a dragon.
I fucking find the torpedo button. I smash the ice.
So the way this works is like you think about needing to smash the ice. You're not at that control, but just by having the thought, Sebastian and Percy, you all have the thought. Okay. And you all are functioning as one here. And
cool.
these consoles, which were not working in any type of intuitive way before, are now flowing like there's like snaps, like that's water. Awesome. Just go, 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 go. Yeah. And so, yeah, I mean, you guys have to unanimously agree to do something, but I don't think anyone's going to disagree with Echo Spot here.
My bladder is so full.
Two, they're not torpedoes. They're like energy blasts, like blast forward and burst open the ice. What do you guys do next? Do you guys fly out?
Must find the bathroom. And we're going to fly out.
You guys burst through the ice and the water, splashing out into the lake's surface. And almost immediately, these illithids descend upon you. And that is where we're ending today's session of Super Quest Saga.
Yeah.
we will continue that fight next time. If you guys like what we do here, if you like the show, please like, comment, subscribe, leave an iTunes review. All those things help us tremendously. So really, really, please do it. Like, we don't just ask at the end of the episode just because it really helps if you do it. So please do it. And with that being said, I think we could call it a game.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you guys next time.